Hola, bienvenidos a un nuevo programa de El Mundo. Esta vez vamos a hablar de un tema que es interesante para todos.
Hello and welcome to our new show, The World, to a new show of The World. And today we're going to talk about something that is relevant to all of us. Is this the end of the world? We see that the social media is talking about it and people are expressing the fear of it. So with us is Dr. Michael Lightman. Thanks for being with us. Happy to be with you. Dr. Lightman, more than anything else, we see that Corona has influenced all of mankind. And also we see that there were earthquakes in Croatia, for example, in Utah, in the United States, things that, like never before. People are asking, is this the end of the world? First of all, the world will not have an end. We have to understand that there is no end to the world. We have to think about how can we reach a better state. That it's not an end, but the main thing is that we have to see in all of these events of nature that nature is giving us an opportunity to better connect with one another, to advance toward a better, more exalted goal. I actually see that now that we're facing a kind of threat on part of nature, and these steps I actually see a very serious attitude on part of nature toward human development. If so, in this case, can we say that matter isn't being destroyed, things aren't being destroyed, but they're only changing? Of course. Nothing is lost. We need to think that something terrible is going on. No, no such thing. To the contrary, good things are happening. Only the question is, will we respond correctly? These are good things if we respond correctly. But it's not that it's some kind of apocalypse or anything. Incorrect. And nature is not demanding us to die. It's not eradicating us or anything. Nature simply wants for us to be better adjusted to its integral form. That's it. Nature, as we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, is entirely integral, interconnected between all of its parts, the still vegetative animate and the speaking, these four levels. And our level, the speaking level, the human level, man in our world, does not want to adjust himself to nature in a way that there will be harmony between all of its parts, and therefore he falls out of harmony, and nature responds because it is entirely one system. So this one system responds just like our body as a system responds to heat, cold, things, the very same way nature responds. And therefore, we feel the imbalance, but this imbalance comes because we have to bring nature back into balance through our participation. Between us, we're not in the correct state. We're in mutual rejection, hate, we're destroying nature, the still vegetative animate and the speaking. The still vegetative and the animate. And therefore, that's how nature responds.
¿Cómo se puede ver el bien detrás de todo lo que está pasando? Hay muertes, hay problemas económicos que podría colapsar en la economía mundial. ¿Cómo se puede ver el bien detrás de esto?
How can we see the good? We always say that the creator is good, that does good. And we see that on the other hand, people are really suffering. So how can we see the good behind all of this uncertainty and everything that's happening? Look, this is not how we behave with our children. If children fall out of balance and we can't gain control over them, so we put pressure, yell, sometimes even give a little spanking. It's all out of our good attitude toward them, because we want for them to behave properly, for them to be well off in this world. The same with nature. Nature is global. It's integral. It's in harmony. And if we fall out of this harmony, then nature works the other way around, that it wants to bring itself back into harmony, into balance on the levels of the still, vegetative, animate, and people, especially on the speaking level. And that's it. And so that's what we see. All in all, what's happening with this virus, for example? The coronavirus. We fell out of the good connection between us completely. We are squeezing the planet, draining it, littering it, leaving no place where to live. Wherever we find nature, even in the mountains and the oceans, we see mountains of plastic. We are harming ourselves. So, nature sent a response wanting to bring these things back into balance. And this is what the coronavirus does. There are interesting stories, for example, with the fear of the end of the world. There was an Israeli citizen who thought that the world is going to come to an end. So he returned a 2,000-year-old rock that he stole from some archaeological site, and he gave it back to that archaeological site in Jerusalem. So the question is, does this fear cause some inner kind of change in people, that a person is rethinking his entire existence? Like we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is a wisdom that exists for already 6,000 years. And sure, it comes to teach us how to be a good, integral, harmonious part of nature, correctly connected with a still vegetative animate and with other people, that first of all, we will build the correct relations between us without causing harm. And then all the lower parts of nature, the still, the vegetative, and the animate will also fall into balance, and then Earth will be balanced and will live in harmony and the correct ecology, where we all have already understood that we have reached the end of the way. There is nothing else to corrupt in nature. We are already at the very end. We have left for ourselves just a bit in order to somehow exist. But were nature not to give us a hard time now, push us, pressure us, then we would have completely pushed out of balance the entire planet with all of our population on it, mankind, and we wouldn't have had the ability to bring everything back into balance. We have to see. With the coronavirus and the hurricanes and the burning of forests and all these things, the response of nature that naturally has to respond this way in order to keep its balance.
propósito de equilibrio con la naturaleza, en el periódico New York Times se publica una historia.
We're talking about balance with nature. So the New York Times published a story about people in Seattle that for 10 days are taking a course of how to live like in the Stone Age. If so, does mankind have to go back to that state, like the Stone Age? Obviously it doesn't, but if so, then our future form, being closer to nature, having a more basic living, how is it supposed to be? The new form of living has to be very simple. Meaning that we will take everything that we need from life in order to have good relationships between. Look what the coronavirus does. It wants to show us that 90% of everything that we do destroys our planet with all of its natural resources, with the vegetative, with the animal life, and also society, human society. We don't need 90% of the work, of the businesses, of the things that we do. And therefore, we have to leave this as is. And all of our free time, all of our efforts, we have to direct them only toward building good relationships between us. This is what we need. And therefore, I'm really hopeful that mankind will understand this. This is also something that we explain all the time on the different social media, and this is how we will build a new world. There is this new phenomenon that famous people in the world were influenced, like Placido Domingo, the Prince of Monaco, different leaders in Iran, in Brazil, the entire family of the Spanish Prime Minister, and they all positively responded to the virus. Also, Angela Merkel is in quarantine. If so, what does this show us? That it affects everyone, the elites too. So that everyone will feel that in relation to this blow coming from nature, there's no one smart or not, or strong, or weak, or rich, or poor, but everyone's equal. And this is how we will have to reorganize society in the correct way, where everyone's equal, and only in the good and nice relationships, connection between us, will we be able to bring ourselves and the world to balance and prosperity, but already on the spiritual level, because we don't need corporeal prosperity. We have everything. Only spiritual prosperity. Spiritual prosperity, meaning through the right connection between people. If so, then the world is becoming more equal as a result of this plague? Of course, that just like nature does not distinguish between people, the very same way we have to build our relationship, that everyone's equal, that everyone's equally important. Where the only thing that's really important is the connection between us. And everything else doesn't matter. You could be white, black, red, yellow. Doesn't matter what race, species you belong to. Everyone's equal.
Hay un cambio definitivo. Están con la idea de que
still, we see that people don't accept it as some kind of serious change. They think that things will go back to how they were. Things will calm down. It's temporary. And after that, things will go back to normal. So what can we do in order for them to understand that that's over? There's no way back. Why are we so sure that there will be no way back? We're not sure. I'm talking on part of an ordinary person. I know that going back will be much worse than it was before. If we will return to how things were and will continue that way, then we can really bring ourselves to a state of a third world war, nuclear world war, and as a result, we will already continue from... We'll go back to ancient times that we'll live in caves and hunt mammoths and so on. It's really just how it's going to be. So I really hope that we will have the opportunity to receive the right mind and arrange the world in such a way that the relationships between people where we will help one another, and like it says in the Torah, that belongs to everyone, that by that we will be able to reach a good world. We have no choice. We have to understand that nature is integral. All of its parts are like parts of a single body. And therefore, only in the harmony of the interconnection between all the parts of nature, this is what our future depends on, and I hope that we'll understand and feel and keep this correctly. Why did nature create man in such a way that he resists change so much, even though that today change is the most certain thing in the world? There's always change and transformation. So why did nature create man this way that instinctively he opposes change? Because change is against our own nature. We're all egoists. We all hate each other. This is how we are from birth. And we don't even understand that this is the extent to which we can't stand each other. Everyone thinks only to his own benefit, corporeally wise. We have to understand that our connection has to be above all other calculations, because we have to strengthen the system of nature to hold it, keep it in a way that all the parts of nature, like the organs in our body, they're all interconnected, and each of them functions according to its own intensity, role, and so on. The very same way we have to understand each of us. What are we supposed to do among the 8 billion parts of human society? Otherwise, we won't be able to exist. If so, we can summarize by saying, in relation to all the fears about the end of the world and the changes that mankind's going through, how can we summarize, conclude? Very simple. The COVID-19 that we're dealing with now will go and spread and spread, and it'll be around for a long time. Don't think that after a month or two that it'll disappear. It won't disappear. It has a goal, and this goal is not on the biological level, but it's on the human level. It has to bring change to the relationships between people. And therefore, until we understand this, until we change, this virus will be around and will become ever worse. But it's not that it's killing us off, but it's bringing us to a new life. Let's facilitate it, facilitate these changes, and really come to a new and good life. Amen.